Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And again today, I have a little something that's kind of related to the backyard, but it doesn't have to be because it's about food that you might be growing in your backyard. Somebody else in the neighborhood might be doing that, or you could go to your local, I still say grocery store. What do you say? It's a supermarket in lots of places, but it's a grocery store to me, although you get lots of other things besides groceries, besides food there. You get lots of other supplies and so on. Well, anyhow, two food items. You know, there's a long list of the things that are being harvested right now, but two that are very kind of ordinary and that many people like, and that's fresh tomatoes. If you like tomatoes, what can be better than a fresh homegrown tomato or green beans? But I'm going to switch on that. We're not going to talk about green beans. We're going to talk about red beans. But first of all, the tomato. One of the things that I discovered earlier this year was the flavor combination of tomatoes, mozzarella cheese, and basil. Now, it's been around for a long, long time. It is called caprese. If you're Italian, it's an Italian dish, caprese. But all of a sudden, it seems like it's in the news, so to speak. And the first place that I saw it actually was in the little Seasons magazine put out by Hy-Vee. And it's beautiful. And it can go from really easy to a little more work, a little more time consuming. And the one in the Hy-Vee magazine is beautiful, would take a little work, but not much. And if you want to do like a special dinner, a special presentation, maybe a salad luncheon and so on, this would be the way to do it. And all it takes are fairly large tomatoes, and it's best if it's fresh mozzarella cheese, but the not fresh, and there the fresh is much softer, and some basil. And then from there, you can add lots of other things. But all you do is slice the tomatoes and slice the cheese fairly thickly and layer them. So you end up with, now's when I wish I could show you the picture, end up with stripes of red tomato and the white cheese. And then, as you're making this, you sprinkle some chopped up basil on each layer. And for pretty, you put a little piece of basil leaf on the top. And of course, it's best if you put it on a bed of some kinds of greens. Could be ordinary lettuce, could be regular, whatever. Just, it makes it really pretty. But the most important thing is the flavor combination is wonderful. What's better than a fresh tomato? Well, not much in my book, but then you can start just adding other flavors with it. And one last thing, some people add a little bit of olive oil, a little bit of vinegar on top. And then since I saw that picture and didn't pay a lot of attention to it, I must admit, because it wasn't something that, you know, I would use every day. Since then, another one that takes a little bit of work, but a friend was telling me about, because I wanted an appetizer or something that people could pick up, you know, as they're talking and so on. She said, well, I just saw this picture of the little kebab sort of thing, only there's no cooking to it. It is just cherry tomatoes alternating with the chunks of mozzarella cheese and then marinated a bit, not very long, with the mixture of chopped up basil, little vinegar, little olive oil. They're beautiful, not real time consuming, and they are perfectly yummy. Now, let's get down to something that's, you know, everyday kind of stuff. Hey, you don't have to go to all that extra work. Just use any tomatoes. It could be the cherry tomatoes, grape tomatoes. If they're beyond a little small, I would recommend cutting them in half. Or use other tomatoes and cut them into chunks. Put chunks of mozzarella in, mix those up a little bit, and pour over it olive oil and your favorite vinegar, or make a dressing of a vinaigrette. And then, of course, you have to mix in the basil. Now, at this time of the year, it's wonderful if you can have the fresh basil. That is the best flavor. If you can't, you know, you can buy dried basil in the little containers along with all the other herbs and spices there on your grocery shelf. But it is just wonderful. And you can stop there. That is enough. Or if you want to do the true Italian way, again, we go back to the slices, and you just lay alternating slices of cheese and tomatoes in a circle on a plate, sprinkle again with basil and vinegar. Now, if you want to add a bit more to that, if you'd like to make it maybe a main dish or, you know, something with a little more body to it, you can add pasta, almost any kind of pasta that you would like to add. And, of course, you cook the pasta and then and cool it and then mix it with the tomatoes, mozzarella, basil, and, again, the olive oil vinaigrette. Add a little salt and pepper if you'd like. It's nice if you can leave that in the fridge for maybe 30 minutes, really get those flavors mixed. But here's the thing, you can add other things. You know, this is just a beginning. It's one of those things you don't really need much of a recipe. I sometimes check them out because I like some guideline into what the person who put the recipe together, how many think it will serve, and some other additions. So if you like, some other additions might be black olives, avocados, mint, parsley, artichoke hearts, if you really want to go out there, a little lemon juice, and you might substitute roasted tomatoes or sun-dried tomatoes for the fresh, just out-of-the-garden kind of tomatoes. If you start with a pound of pasta and then add several tomatoes, about half a pound of cheese, that mixed together should make a serving for 10 people as a kind of a side salad. If it's going to be the main dish, you know, you can always add a little meat to it if you feel like you need to. Again, this is something that you start with and then go from there. Wonderful flavor combination. Very simple if you just stick with those basic ingredients. And it is beautiful. So, of course, the simplest thing is just eat those tomatoes the way they are. But sometimes we like to add just a little bit of variety. So caprese in a lot of different ways. Well, the other one that I mentioned was beans. And last year and this year, I planted red noodle yard-long beans. Sort of did it as just an experiment, just for fun. And it could still be that way. But you come out with these wonderful red, kind of dark red beans that do not change color when you cook them. You know, there are some things we grow, the purple beans, for instance, when you cook them, they turn green. Not so with the red ones. They are probably used much more in Oriental dishes and in countries from the Orient, but they taste, again, depends on who you talk to, because I served them a number of different times last year to people. Some people say, they're just like green beans. Others say, maybe not quite so much flavor or a little different flavor. Whatever, they all agreed they were good. If they liked green beans, they liked the red beans. Now you're saying, well, you know, I don't have any of those. What do I do about that? Well, you can go to the catalogs, the garden catalogs have seeds, or you could just give me a call, because some of them, some of those beans we just let dry and then pop them open, and there are all those seeds that you can use to plant those beans, and that's where I got the seeds for this year. Also passed them on to a number of master gardeners and others, and they've been reporting to me that their beans are now not just blooming, but producing. And when they start producing, it's like other beans. You need to watch them every day because all of a sudden, there they are. Usually takes 90 days to maturity. And maturity is just before you can start getting the bumps, you know, before you can actually see the beans in there. A pencil, the roundness of a pencil or just a little bit bigger is the time to harvest them, and they're fun to grow. They do need to take a trellis, or they will crawl over the ground, whichever way. They are sweet, and they are stringless, and as I say, you can cook them any way you cook beans. And if you let them go a little beyond the maturity, hey, just let them go a little longer and take the beans out, you know, the whole beans, and use them as dried beans. Well, great fun. If you need more information about that, let me know. And until next time, here's a thought. Of all the things you wear, your expression is the most important.